This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian missiles are pounding Ukraine this morning. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
New missile strikes and shelling are reported on the edges of the capital Kyiv and the western city of Lviv, where black smoke billows after an early morning missile strike, apparently fired from the Black Sea. Lviv's mayor says they've hit a military aircraft repair facility and a bus repair operation. A nearby resident says his building vibrated from the explosions and people panicked. In the northeast city of Kharkiv, at least 21 people were killed when Russian artillery destroyed a school and a community center. Early morning barrages also hit on the northern edges of Kyiv. At least one person there killed by shelling. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden and China's Xi Jinping will speak with each other today about Ukraine, among other things. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is repeating worries that China is considering providing military equipment to Russia. Secretary Blinken says he doesn't think ceasefire talks will end this war soon.
We commend Ukraine for being at the table despite being under bombardment every minute of the day. At the same time, I have not seen any meaningful efforts by Russia to bring this war that it's perpetrating to a conclusion through diplomacy.
The high price of gas is going down a little. It's $4.27 a gallon this morning on average, down 6 cents in a week. Moderna is now asking the FDA to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. The investigation into that fiery head-on crash in West Texas is now focusing on word that a 13-year-old was driving the pickup truck that struck a van, killing 9 people, including 6 members of a college golf team and their coach. This is AP News. Will he run again? Andrew Cuomo.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's open to running again. 6 months ago, Cuomo resigned over allegations of sexual harassment. He has denied the allegations.
It did break my heart to see that government could be used for bad purposes.
In a campaign-style speech in the Bronx, the former governor says cancel culture forced him out.
Cancel the cancel culture. Yeah. That's not who we are. We're Americans. Our cancel culture mentality today is like modern-day stoning.
Cuomo wouldn't say whether he's thinking about challenging Governor Kathy Hochul, his former lieutenant governor.
I have a lot of options open, and I'm considering them.
On Twitter, Lindsey Boylan, a former senior aide who was the first person to publicly accuse him of sexual harassment, called Cuomo shameless and unaffected by his ethical lapses and moral failings. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.